energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. We on that energy guard, we need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. We on that energy guard, we need that energy.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Cal.
And Newberg.
Same energy Sunday after the SeaWorld shenanigans. How y'all feeling, baby?
I'm good, man. 1-0 this weekend again.
2 weeks or 1-0?
That's. Yeah, I like that.
Sound like you took an L in the bye week. You okay, baby?
I'm sick, bro. Like, throat hurts, like, headache, mucus. He's sick. Like, I don't know what the fuck. No, I did not survive the bye week.
Kev had a rough bye week. Yeah, we're out here in Orlando. You guys have fun at SeaWorld? What was your favorite part?
I had a blast. I mean, I couldn't ride any rides, so I don't have a favorite part of that. But, I mean, just hanging out with everybody and their families, and just watching everybody enjoy. And I love the live show that we did. It was pretty fun, different.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite part was riding that roller coaster with Kevin Ahmad. Mako, whatever that was, that shit was fun.
Yeah, it's just dope. Yeah, just the families getting together, dog. Ahmad's girl and my girl and got along really well, and Silk's kids and my kids get along really well. Everybody was good, man. Like, nobody was like, Bethany didn't have to kill Ethan. That shit was dope.
Nope.
Bro. My favorite part is when we get there and we're doing like the behind the scenes thing. And the director of PR asked the group, does anybody got any questions, any objections, any of this?
She did not say that.
Did she say,
does anybody want to fight? Is that what she said?
She said, I heard one of you saw a black man that had some beef. What's the issue?
And then when she walked away, bro, started talking again, bro. People situation.
You're a fool. All right, hey, let's dial up some callers and get this same energy Sunday underway.
The cat had bird tongue the whole time at SeaWorld, bro. The lady had it. Like, anybody got questions? Bird's like, hell, this beef on the dope.
I'll discuss it with Nicole. I'm not discussing it with you here.
Old PR lady. I wasn't going to try to give her a hard time, man. She was nice.
The vibes on the timeline is everybody not in the horny hive still, bro. I think some people were let down.
Classic. We need to come up with a name for that. The backup QB syndrome.
No, I think we'll call it the 5-6-1 chicken and the horny chicken each week.
Every week.
That horny chicken sounds all the way weird, but I'm with it.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, horny. Yeah. How horny are you this week?
The thing is, that was the best game in Horny Book's career, and people are still not satisfied with that shit.
It really was. Me and Kev looked up like every game he's ever played in for the last 3 years to see if he's had a 300-yard game, and this was like in the first quarter. We got curious and just want to look it up.
Berg said he's going for 300. I said, dog, I don't think he's ever thrown for 300.
And we just want to know. All right, it's same as Sunday. You want to know?
Yeah, we want to know.
Who are you rooting for? Yo.
I got Florida State, baby.
Okay. Big Florida State vibes on Same Energy Sunday right now. Tell us about the game. We were just talking right now about Blackman, Hornibrook. Where are you at in all of this?
So I sat down with you guys yesterday at SeaWorld and talked about this.
This is rich.
I feel the same. Yeah. I feel the same, honestly. Like, whether it's Blackman or Hornibrook, I feel that the outcome is going to be the same regardless, no matter who we're playing this year. But it was good to sit back and see us get a lead and keep it. Have y'all talked about that probably the worst targeting call in ACC history yet?
No, we literally just jumped on. So Janarius Robinson got hit with a targeting call where he didn't really have many options. I don't know. There's a lot of talk about possibly having the ACC review that, but we know how that usually goes.
Yeah, they'll only come out and release a statement if it's North Carolina or one of those schools to admit they're wrong.
Yeah, there was some bad calls in that game. But it was good to see the defense come to play. A complete turnaround Richie. From what we've seen against Boise. Go ahead.
You think J-Rob wants him to overturn it, or do you think he wants to sit that first half against Clemson?
Yeah, I think he'd rather just buy.
I mean, I can't blame him if that's his plan. Like, I wouldn't want to play against Clemson either right now.
How bad you think y'all lose, Richie? How bad you think this thing gets out of the bye?
So we got 2 weeks to
honestly, do that. I think one of the worst things for us that could have happened was North Carolina giving them a scare yesterday. I think Dabo gets them refocused. They got a bye as well. I'm thinking like 52-20 type game. I don't know. I'm not worried about Clemson. I'm worried about Wake Forest. That's the game I'm looking at.
I think that's an important.
They did give Clemson the game, bro. I don't know why y'all just losing all hope. Clemson is not looking like world beaters this year, bro. But you guys looking like much of anything either. So I get it.
I just think, you know, if we were any other team in the ACC, we might give him a game. But I think Dabo, he knows that we're the only threat in the conference to him. He knows Miami's not doing anything. He knows, you know, Virginia, all of them aren't doing anything. So he's, you know, in the future, he's like, you know, we can't let these guys get a confidence in the future. You know, they're going to beat us pretty good. But again, if we turn around and can find a way to beat Wake Forest, you know, that's Willie's new hashtag, find a way. Well, I think we'll be okay.
All right, super producer Richie, before I let you go, I got one question for you. Coming out of this bye week, let's forget the Clemson game, but Wake Forest on, who's your starting quarterback for Florida State moving forward?
I guess I'd say Blackman. You know, I think he is, because I'm looking forward to next year as well. You know, I'm glad we have Fortybrook. I think he can get it done. But, you know, Blackman does have the team. So I'd go with Blackman, but I'd be happy with Fortybrook as well.
All right, man. Well, Richie, we appreciate you coming out to SeaWorld. And you guys, are you recording the Rollcast tonight or tomorrow?
I believe we're doing it tomorrow night.
Okay, good. We'll look forward to that. All right, thanks, Richie. See you later.
See you guys.
All right, super producer Richie Barnes of the Rollcast. That was fun. He was out there at SeaWorld with us yesterday.
Hanging out, man. Shout out to him for coming through, holding it down for the Florida State part of the network.
Hello?
Yep, Big it's five, the roll-up.
Man. Big cut. Yeah, we hanging out, dog. Same energy Sunday. Bring that energy, bro. We've been a little flat. We need some energy. What you got?
I got you, brothers. I got you. Hey. You already know who it is. 865 Knoxville, Tennessee, dog.
Knoxville, Tennessee. How's
yes,
going?
Sir.
You all right up there?
Oh, we're trying to make it. Yeah. Hey, good news, though. Hey, I'm fired up. We didn't lose this week. We had a bye week. I'm excited.
Hey, my dog, do you think Towson would be Tennessee?
You know, I was watching it with one of my buddies. I was watching Towson, Florida, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, hey, I mean, Towson might give us a run. I was just praying. I was praying that Florida scored more points on Towson than they did on Tennessee. But it was only by four. So, you know, it'd be a close game, I'll tell you that, because Towson's one of the best FCS teams, you know, in the country. So, Tennessee, man, they're looking like an FCS team.
Are you a Tennessee fan? Who are you a fan of?
Tennessee, yeah. Tennessee.
It's the Tennessee guy. Hey, man,
yeah.
Congrats on getting through that bye week, bro. Big, hey. Big shout out to Pruitt. Hey, did everybody quit the team? What's going on out there?
No, there's more people than you would think, but it's been rough. It's been a rocky road so far this season. But you know, we're trying to make it through. Hopefully, What'd you say?
This season? Just this season? It's been rocky.
Think about it. Last season, I mean, first year coach, we had an excuse, but this season, we don't have anything. I mean, Pruitt's at the mic saying, hey, we're 100 times better than we were last year, and we're 1-3 with a loss to Georgia State and BYU. I mean, it's like, and our only wins over UTC, and we're 100 times better? That's like, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for one second. But we'll see. We'll figure it out.
Man.
Hey, man, shout out.
Someday.
What's your opinion about – we got some Emory Jones action, man. What do you feel about Emory yesterday? There's been a lot of quarterback talk between all the Florida fan bases, but he got a little weird last night, too.
Yeah. I liked – Emory, he was you know, when they let him throw the ball, I know that Mullen was working on him this year with his release and everything. So maybe, you know, he was a little tight out there with play calling. But, I mean, when Emory Jones dropped back and he had time, that offensive line gave him good pass protection. I mean, he was delivering the ball on the money. He had one throw to the outside that could have been picked off. But that was a great catch. I forget. Maybe that was I think that was Copeland. Copeland on the outside. And then he had one on a post route that was just put on the money. I want to say it was to Swain, but Emory Jones dropping back, he looks good.
His two incompletions were just drops. So, I mean, he looked real good, man. But it was Towson. It was good to get him in, get some reps, not just running the ball, toss the ball around a little bit. But, yeah, the fans got weird last night. A lot of people want to see him. But it's trash talking right now with a little sprinkle of Emory.
Yeah, Trask.
Hey,
he's a really good quarterback.
I got one question for you before we let you go. Who's the next head coach at Tennessee? Who are you hiring?
Well, okay, if Pruitt gets fired this year, I'd say I really like Matt Campbell at Iowa State. I don't know if he'd leave Iowa State at this point, but I mean, if Tennessee throws the bag at him.
Maybe not for Tennessee, but he would definitely leave Iowa State. I can promise you that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like Matt Campbell. I like what he's doing. I like what he's done with Iowa State and Brock Purdy. But, I mean, I don't think Pruitt's getting fired for another 3 years because we simply don't have the money, I mean, to buy out another contract. We're still paying off Butch Jones, and he's sitting on the sidelines at Bama getting paid $30,000 a year.
The problem at Tennessee, I think people wanting to come there and coach is a problem. Y'all barely got through it, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We saw how
it's all right. Down.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Have a good Sunday.
Hey, thank you, guys. Yeah, appreciate
it. Hold it down, bro. Appreciate all the Tennessee fans for hanging with the roll up, bro. International brand. This ain't no 50 Cent chat, bird. But shout out, man. That's what people do, bro. Kyle hasn't been the starting quarterback for 2 full games. And people, man, Emory looks good, man. The offense just runs better.
It's the roll up.
What's happening, man? Fire Bird, fire TJ.
Trench Mob. What up, Coach?
Nothing like a couple of big Willie wins, upset wins over mediocre ACC teams to get Trench out of the trenches. How you doing, Trench?
Hey.
Oh, man, I've been around. Y'all just ain't called. That's why I started the movement to fire Bird and TJ.
What are you going to fire us from?
I don't know. Just because. Shit, we fucking fire y'all, shit. But my 10-2 prediction is still on and popping, man. 10-2 still on and popping until it ain't popping no more.
Hey, Trench, I hate to give you I hate to give you too much credit, but be quiet, kid. But I think we're 2-0 since you. I upset her. I think we're 2-0 since you fired us. Since you started the movement.
Yeah, man. Get y'all ass up out of here, man. it's funny.
So, hey, hold on.
Prediction going with Clemson on the horizon.
That's where I was going with it.
You said, how do I feel with Clemson on the horizon?
Yeah, you said 10-2. You feel good, but. You got Clemson on the horizon.
If I'm going to answer this two ways. The ultimate fan in me is saying, yeah, we're going to win. Mm-hmm. the coach in me is saying we got to play mistake free and continue to play aggressive like we've been playing the last Jim Leavitt weeks. And I think, you know, we have a shot. I think Carolina pretty much showed everybody what Clemson really is. You just got to hit Lawrence, man. You can't. Yeah, man, Clemson is 2014 FSU. That's just what they are right now. And if you watching Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State. That's what
Clemson do, bro. Clemson starts slow. That's what Clemson do.
You can keep giving them that.
I'm not giving them
anything. Hey, I think North Carolina put some good things on tape, dog. If I was you, I would feel real good in 2 weeks about that game.
Yeah, I mean they did. They played pressure. They wasn't afraid, and that's a lot of times when you playing against a big dog. As long as you play not afraid, you're going to win. That's on any level of ball, man. That ain't just, you know, big time college football. You know what I'm saying?
But bro, they don't need
Looking over some stats, I want to say, Silk, you lied to me after week zero, bro. You lied to me. You told me Florida State didn't have a D-line that y'all had.
They don't.
Looking over the stats, bro.
We got the best defensive line in the country. Look at the stats. What are you talking about?
Okay. You got 24 sacks, right? 24. Oh, that's a big number. But 9 of them sacks came against some bullshit schools.
I don't care when they came.
UTM, whatever. You I don't even know what the fuck that is.
You play Miami too. You go get 10 that game.
And oh yeah, but if you
you go get 10 that
but
game.
But what I'm saying is you got nine. Right now you got nine, you got 7 more sacks than Florida State, but 9 of them came against some bullshit teams.
Well, you got that team. You go get 10 in that game. You play that team too.
He ain't talking about Miami, dog. He's talking about somebody else. I think he's not trying to show Miami, right? Because he actually got 10.
Yeah, I'm talking about UTM. Who was that? Tennessee Martin? Y'all play Louisiana Monroe.
Like the competition ain't no difference, bro. We better.
Even if we take away the sacks we had against Monroe, we still got more sacks than y'all against legit teams.
Come here, bro. Like, who have y'all played? What legit team have y'all played?
Everybody we didn't play, bro.
Man,
hey Trench,
here,
I got a question for you, Trench.
What's up?
Who
get out of here?
Who we starting at quarterback at Clemson? Come on.
Jordan Travis.
Oh, the backup QB syndrome strikes again. I think
they're going to go with Blackman, but I think, honestly, it's going to be a heavy rotation because Hornibrook, he showed a few of his deficiencies last night with the holding on to the ball and – you know, but he kind of got some Brett Favre in it.
Blackman not. Is that why he didn't start? Is that why
he got some Blackman? Baby Brett Favre.
Hey,
Brett
Favre. I say Brett Favre not because of the arm, because of some of the passes he made. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, okay, good pass.
Stop it.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop it. Listen.
That's the shit Favre used to do.
I feel you on that, but he floats him up. Favre at least has some zip on that motherfucker.
I got a serious question.
That's what I'm saying.
I got a serious question too. We talked about Clemson starting slow, and FSU is typically, we didn't last night, but we typically start pretty fast. How big of a lead going into the half would FSU have to have for you to be confident that we win up there?
40.
I respect this is the most optimistic fan on FSU Twitter.
Yeah, that game will go a couple of ways, man. Either the way the defense is playing now, I don't see us getting blown out. But at the same token, it could go like Clemson showed that Terrell ain't what he, you know, hyped up to be. And if you keep getting the right matchups on him and Browse been schemed up some shit, you know, it could be a long day for Clemson on defense. But our O-line, Last night, that disappeared.
These people gonna beat y'all by 20-something points at least.
Hey, Trench. I want to ask you a real question. You coach, right? You coach offensive line?
Nah, D-line.
What the fuck were they doing? What the fuck was the offensive line doing last night, dog?
With the cut blocks?
Those were cut blocks.
Yeah, they just kind of fell.
Yeah, you could do that. A lot of coaches in big boy football up here, oh, we're going to talk about that too. They cut for like short games. So if you're going quick slants, screens, shit like that, the O-line coaches are, coaching them up to cut everybody on the line so the quarterback can have just a clear window to throw to. Because a lot of people, when your D-line is so aggressive, they ain't paying attention to that. So they get cut.
They figured it out. They were just stepping over that shit.
They started doing that shit too much. When you got all of y'all and me playing O-line, shit, we ain't blocking no goddamn body.
All right, Trench. Hey,
Touch on this though, because I've been laughing because I coached at McKeesha and Red Hockney. Big pause. So, what did y'all think about how Hockman was treated in the bullshit targeting call on J-Rob?
Oh, we just talked about that with Richie Barnes. I said I think this is a situation where the ACC is going to come out and issue a statement and retract the penalty. But then I realized it's Florida State, and that's absolutely not going to happen.
Yeah. Most definitely.
He got fucked. We see it week in, week out. It's not isolated to FSU. We see it in the pros. We see it in college. They don't know what the fuck they're calling. They don't know how to call it. It seems like, especially when you go back and review it, that these things should be handled properly, but they're not. So it sucks. I don't think anything's going to be done with it, unfortunately.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand the ejection / missing the first half of the next game or whatever. Like, I think stuff like that should truly be about like intent. You know, like I didn't think that.
Meanwhile, there's like, this dude. By the letter of number 11.
Yeah, clothesline.
He's clotheslining everybody out there, bro. Like he's on the WWE, and I'm just like,
not even a 5 yard.
Come on, man. Like if somebody like spears a quarterback really late in the back, like that's something you could consider kind of like malicious. Right. But this tackle, whether it was targeting or not, I mean, to make a kid sit that's brutal.
That was a clean hit. That was walking back to Tallahassee, and I couldn't do this in practice a couple of years ago, but I'm doing it now. So,
man,
that's what that was.
Boys, all right, Trance, hold it down. Hold down,
Spence. Derek Brooks probably turning over in his grave seeing tackles like that being flagged for personal fouls.
Just killed Derek Brooks on the show.
We kill Hall of
Fame. I mean, imagine those guys, that's how they hit. Those are clean hits, too.
Can't leave with the head, bro. Those are the rules, but I don't think he should be suspended the next first half. But
yeah.
They got to gauge video and make a decision after the game. I don't think they should make that right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm official, look at the tape.
I totally agree with that. 5-6-1 check in. How you doing?
What's up?
This is Chase.
Yes,
sir. Oh, you were out at the event. You were out at SeaWorld yesterday.
Yeah, I seen you guys yesterday. Still brought a family up to us, Very nice.
Already. Yeah, man. Hey, what's up, bro? What's going on, dog? Chilling?
How's it going? Yeah, man. I watched the baby and the wife play in the water.
Y'all headed back or y'all still in the O?
No, we headed back already. Watched the game on the way home.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't really get to watch the second half of the game. I went back to the hotel. But I'm definitely interested in checking it out and seeing what my man Emory did. Damian Pierce got loose, it looks like, man. We're going to need him next week. We'll see what happens. But I thought I need him to get a lot more carries, man. He's getting busy when he hits the ball.
Exactly. I felt the same way. Then I checked on that Auburn game. It looked like Bo had his little coming out party last night.
Yeah, I heard. Mississippi State is looking like cheeks, man. I heard he had over 300 yards passing or something, man. But
And then he got himself a little nice little run, too.
Team Crumpet next week, bro.
I hope Gennard's gonna eat.
We got a game day in town, bro. If you can, pull up, dog. It's gonna be a movie.
Oh, I already got my tickets. I'll be there.
Let's go.
Game day's gonna be there. Man. Me and the wife gonna be there for the tailgate.
Oh yeah, okay. We'll see y'all out there, man. TJ pulling up, and tomorrow
we'll see you on the party bus for sure. Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Got to meet the favorite All American, Ahmad Black. But thanks for the call, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, man. All right, man. Excited, dog. Thanks for showing up and showing out this SeaWorld, too, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
See you. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
God.
Y'all really know.
Almost got the hand up for the Gators.
Be respectful to the big dogs in the state, bird. Big dog shit.
I am when.
You really can't relate to.
I am when I win. I'm more respectful.
Well, you know, you got to keep running into these North Carolina States and Louisville's because it's about to get a weird awakening in Clemson. I think you're going to find some capable quarterbacks, get wide open people. Hawk Dog, I guess we seen why Hawk Dog was third in that race.
The Hawkman let me down, bro.
But you see how these fans are, bro. Like, everybody wanted Horny Dog. Horny Dog, not looking like what they wanted, so they wanted Travis J. Everybody wanted Trask. Emery comes out, shows some flashes in the run game, breaks a 30-yard run, dropping dimes out the sky. Next thing you know, everybody wants Emery. This is how it goes, bro. Everybody wants the next guy. It's a dirty game we're playing out here, man.
I mean, you hear Trench Mob calling for Jordan Travis.
I love that shit. He wanted to bench
after
Platt,
a win.
He went the full 5-6. He didn't want to do the full 5-6-1 check-in, dog. So he just went with the other 5-6-1s.
Nah, people just got to admit they was wrong, man. JB back there, bro. Like, I didn't never seen nothing before they made the switch that was, I'm not going to say they made a switch. They got a lot of shenanigans going on. But before people start calling for Hornibrook, I never seen what they were seeing.
Yeah.
Didn't see it last time.
Hello?
Yep.
What's going on, dog? Energy check. You undefeated?
Gang. Winner such a shit.
Undefeated tone in your voice, baby. I know winning shit when I hear it. How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling great, man. Just woke up, you know, Big Kush.
Big Kush found out.
Punk ass dead and Kirk coming to the swamp. So, you know, all eyes on the best team in Florida right now.
Box office boys, man. In the field.
Yeah, we ain't worried about them, but nevertheless, we're going to come out there and show them boys out, man. I really didn't get to catch the game yesterday. I talked the highlights and stuff. Like I said, we picked that set out. So, like, you know, I'm with that. I like how that offense looking with them tight ends.
Yeah.
Pitts and Kip. Man, all right.
Shout out to the young boy, Keon Zipperer. Got out there and got him some buggies. A couple big catches, scored him a touchdown. Freshman is playing around here, bro. He didn't play the whole season. I think he already burnt that red shirt, so we're going to keep it moving with him. And Kyle Pitts is looking like the best tight end in the country right now.
No cap. Hands got them stickums like Jerry Rice in the 80s. That boy catch everything. Only got to drop this year.
Nah, everything throw that way, man. He positioned himself to box out guys too, man. So he's using that frame right for a young guy. How you feel
he better catch them thick-ass glasses he got. better catch everything that come that way, man.
Already. How you feel about Emery in the caravan last night, man?
My God. Did you see how he zipped that ball?
I haven't seen it yet, man. Everybody's saying he got some mustard on that thing. He was dropping dimes, but I was on my way to the hotel. I missed it.
Man, hey, man, look, man, it's going to be a lot of 11 versus 5 going on this year. The fan base just need to keep it cool, let Dan do his thing. Like I said, you feel me? The bus load up, we just hop on. Don't even question where we're going.
Already. I like that energy, baby. So how you feeling about Auburn in that front seven? Man, I run the game.
Man, that shit dirt, man. Everybody hyping them boys up. Them boys talking about the defense. I ain't worried about that. We not running the ball, that's true. But, bro, can't nobody stick with our offensive weapons, whether it's just running the ball, whether we doing screens, whether we going up the field. It's just too many weapons, and we got quarterbacks now. it's been 10 years since the motherfucker said we got quarterbacks now in Gainesville and Memphis. People just not ready for this, man. For sure. Yeah, man, people just not ready. They used to us running the ball. Like, you know, we're kind of garbage on that end right now. But who knows? We might turn that bitch up against Auburn.
Yeah, I think we're gonna pull out some wrinkles, some things we haven't seen, and I think we're gonna absolutely have to, dog. We got to get up early, get the crowd involved, because Auburn is a legit team that the defense causes.
Bro, they're not legit though, bro. Stop that. They're not legit though. I'm sorry to disagree with you.
We're gonna find out.
No, Berg.
I think the defense is on the top end of the SEC. I think it's probably the best defense, hands down, that we face this season.
Yeah, we've seen, this year.
Hey, come on. This is
100 yards.
Where do you put Auburn amongst the teams that you play?
Hold on, let me dog. Don't ask some stats. What's your stats real quick, bro? What you say?
Man, Auburn is barely averaging 100 yards in the air. Do you really think that front seven going to let them boys mow them down for four quarters?
I like it. What'd you say, Berg?
Bird smoking dick. I'm worried about him right now. Smoking dick right now.
Pause. Big pause. Hey, I got a question for you. Where would you amongst the teams that you played so far?
Oh, I mean, they will be the top team that we've played so far. But like Auburn is getting so much hype, but we haven't. It's not our fault Miami sucked this year. It's not our fault that our schedule has been subpar so far.
It kind of is your fault Miami sucked this year.
I mean, we did take their recruits, so, like, yeah. I think
y'all didn't have to sack those boys 10 times in one game.
Like I say, that's up to Manny and them down there, them clowns down south and them clowns out west, really not concerned with them. Like, one down, one to go. But Bo Nix will not run over us. He's averaging 100 yards, so Marco and CJ going to turn up on that. I'm calling Bernie showing out.
Come on.
Nigga showing out.
Fuck that shit.
And Pitt.
Already.
Yeah, see, I don't think Auburn's any good.
Yeah.
But they're not going to keep us out of the end zone, bro.
Yeah.
I think they got the best front seven in college football.
Yeah, you don't
want to they're not going to keep us out of the end zone. They won't keep us out of the end zone. There's no way. I don't care who that nose tackle is, that's running the ball. He's not like Greener where it's either pass or run. He's all over it. Not worried about that. We'll just go to the other side and we're going to keep that shit moving. When Emory come in, them boys going to nut the fuck up, boy. That man do the rocker step throw better than Tebow. What I'm trying to tell you, shit is going to open a lot of people eyes. Man, shit going to open a lot of people eyes,
man.
Emory ain't going to start. He won't start. That's Kyle's team, but don't get it confused. When Dan flipped the switch and Emory comes in, it's going to be hell to tell the captain, man.
Talk that shit, bro. Hey, we got to keep it moving.
It's one of circle shit, man. It's one of circle shit. We're going 7-4-3 in that order.
Hey, what's your attitude?
All right, man. We appreciate your call.
Oh, Living Busted Free on the Twitter box, man. Y'all fuck with the guys, but before I get off, y'all got some straight drop over here, man. No cut, man. This good dope that I put out every week, man.
I appreciate it too, my brother.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate all that.
Y'all appreciate that. Man, I'm supporting that shit to the bus out, man. I'm always tuned in. Always tweeting.
All right. We appreciate you, man. Have a good Sunday.
Y'all gonna be in the city next week for homecoming? Y'all doing a tailgate for homecoming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Man, me, the wife, and the kids gonna pull up, man. We pulling up, support that shit to the most high. All right,
Rick, a whole bus. I'm gonna hit you on the DMs, bro.
Tenfold, man. Y'all enjoy and be blessed today, man. Big three roll up, big push, good vibe.
That's what's up.
Push.
Hey, that should be like our signature. Big be our signature. Big vibes, big whatever he said.
Yeah, it was good, whatever it was.
Well, listen, but my Bo Nix
run out of big
offense.
Hey, you guys, good vibes. Edit out the part where he called Miami clowns, dog, and then play the rest of that shit.
Yeah, that's not respectful.
Hey, speaking of the tailgate. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Clown, dog. Why be a clown?
I was just gonna say, speaking of the tailgate at for homecoming, we got about 10 tickets left. We talked about this yesterday during a live show. A couple people went and bought them. Probably about 10 tickets left. We're doing a party bus, leaving at 10:30 from Dos Papas in Gainesville, and then the pub crawl goes from there. Gainesville House of Beer is involved, and then Barcade is involved. Those are the three bars we're going to. It's kind of like a challenge. Silk's going to be there. Ahmad Black. We've got different people showing up. So Eventbrite, Big Three Roll-Up, Auburn Tailgate. Go get your tickets. Come hang out. Should be fun. And then Friday night, we're also hanging out at House of Beer. So that's not a ticketed event. We're just going and pulling up. Hanging out there from 7 to 10. They've got some beer specials and different things going on there. They've got a full kitchen and everything. So if you're in Gainesville this weekend, come hang out with the Stadium and Gale guys, the Big Three Roll Up, part of it anyway. Me and Silk will be there. And should be a ton of fun, man. I'm glad. I was thinking while he was talking about it, obviously I really don't care who wins on Saturday. But I'm glad that game's in Gainesville because I really don't feel like going to Auburn, Alabama. Like, it just doesn't sound like an appealing place at all. So anyway, I guess we can do the next caller. Unless you're right.
Probably not, though. I mean, never heard anybody say they was going on vacation. Fucking Auburn, no shit like that.
Where are you going on vacation? Auburn. You're going to a color?
You ever see those commercials for, like, the Trent Jones golf course in Alabama? Like, they're trying to get people to, like, travel to Alabama. Like, no, that's what you got. That's the best what you got to get people to get there.
Yeah, I don't think Bo Nix is going to be able to come into the swamp, dog, and just pitch the ball around and do his thing. I think it's going to be loud. I think that's how we win the game is just make it weird for Bo Nix and get some turnovers. I think we can do that. Hello? Yo, Big Three Roll Up, baby. What's going on?
Yo, what's up?
Big Six, bro. How you feeling?
Big. Good, I'm feeling good. Got a W last night.
Big what? Big W, and, talk to me about it. Tell me about it. How you feeling?
I mean, we were playing Towson, so, I mean, it's only as good as it's going to get. But, I mean, I saw some good things. Kyle Pitts was looking real nice yesterday. Looking like a man.
You like that Kyle-Kyle connection?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then Jonathan Greenard, you know, just doing his thing every week. So, looking like a first-rounder.
Yeah, got him in.
You ready to see? You ready to see Emory Jones start next week?
I don't know about that. I mean, he looked good in the few drives he was in there, but I don't know. I trust Kyle Trask for now, but I like to see him get in there and like do a little more. I liked it whenever Mullen was giving him the ball and letting him run the offense a little bit at the end of the game.
That was good to see.
We got game day in town this weekend. How you feeling about this Auburn matchup, Doc? Max,
you know, it's gonna be big time. I mean, it's gonna be like we got them throwback jerseys, and I don't know. It's gonna be a big game. So we better show up. We gotta play all three phases and four quarters of the ball game, so can get a W there. But it's not gonna come easy.
Yeah, I like us, man. Top 10 matchup, game day, back in Gainesville. Been a long time, I think, since 2012. So the end is homecoming. It got the making for an epic game. Big-time recruits in the building. Let's hang out. Let's Dan dial something up, get a big top 10 win, and quiet some shit down around here, man. A lot of people talking a lot of shit we don't deserve. So when we smack the shit out of Gusno in our building next week, shit going to get quiet around here, bro. So get your
for real, for real. We gotta. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, everyone just sleeping on us because we're not, like, you know, running over teams like Bama and stuff. But I think we'll show up, you know. We're going to show them what we got.
I'm about to smack some shit, bro. This one I tell you. Pull up.
Yes, sir.
Be hanging out. Thanks for hanging out with us, bro.
Ain't no problem, man. Y'all have a good Sunday.
Have a good Sunday. You too, bro. Right, see you. Bye.
Yeah.
Whew.
That's the vibes, man. I got some espresso going. I haven't hit the kush yet this morning. I'm about to get on some kush.
And the quality. No, I gotta get on that.
Nothing's been packing around me, though. I'm ready to hit that espresso, like, fucking right now.
You had 6 shots, like, 10 hours ago, Kev.
I need 6 more, dog.
So you're on that 6 shooter right now. Is that where you're at daily?
Yeah, that's where I'm at, dog. That's where I'm at. That's, like, my consistent level. Nothing more, nothing less.
I can't afford to have it, Kev.
But he quit drinking, so he's got extra money now. So he's out there.
I got extra money. I was drinking, smoking.
Shots of espresso is a fraction of what he was spending.
Oh, shit.
All right, y'all. So,
who y'all got next week, Kev?
Virginia Tech, Saturday, 3:30. Pull up.
It's on.
Man, that should be a real shit show, bro.
All right, we'll preview that game on real show.
They will not play as poorly as they did against Duke, dog. I guarantee you that shit. It will be a nail biter in fucking Coral Gables on fucking about 7 o'clock. That's my expectations.
I like it. So y'all pull up, man. We hanging out heavy, man.
It's only Sunday. It's only Sunday, dog. By Tuesday, Wednesday, dog, I might be saying 31-6 type shit. You know what I mean?
You know it better than that. No, I would just stay where you're at right now with this shit. Keep the coach speak.
Hey,
what I know will not stop me from what I say, dog. Yeah, I tell you that.
Yeah, we know that shit for a fact.
Hey, but before we get out of here, we did 2 live streams yesterday, right? We did one at SeaWorld, kind of a live show, and then we did. We sat around and watched the NC State FSU game and just kind of other stuff on TV. There weren't really a lot of good games on last night. But I think we're about to do that again. I think we want to kind of make that something that we do quite often. We did the first one just through YouTube. We did the second one kind of through a Patreon link through YouTube, and it was free. So kind of stay tuned. We want to keep that as something we're doing more often. Let us know how you like that. Several hundred people joined both of them last night, so it was popping. A lot of comments and stuff, a lot of good interaction. It's kind of cool to watch the game with people. So it's kind of like we're watching the game with, 500 people last night, which was dope. So stay tuned because I think we're going to be doing more of that.
Yeah, I like that shit.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. A couple times I
fucking
lose on video, bro. So,
I don't know that's. But I like that shit. I think that's like the point. That's the intrigue of it. Because it's just like doing normal shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's fun. All right, y'all. Enjoy your Sundays. Keep that same energy.
About to pull up to the theme park, man. Y'all boys hang out. Be safe. Safe travels. Same energy. See y'all next Sunday. Yeah. Regularly show Thursday. Y'all know the drill. Y'all know the drill. We out you. Song.
It's got to be on you, TJ or Bird. I had
it. TJ can add one. I'll get the same energy. I'll get the week show.
I don't know what I want yet, but I'll think of it and I'll play it. So
yeah, take, you're the editor.
Take us out, TJ.
Big sight. New Hank. Coco. Big Sight. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit go, you know. All eyes on me. Buffalo G. Roll up in the club and shit. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. You know what? I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player-hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the front, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal, damn nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 500, Benz wanting flashy brains. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major pay. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches. Bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous and motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these punks won't get me. We got 4 niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug life. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a
All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga till the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high. Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paychecks. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is handling my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus it's gin all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Little life is a dog, nigga. Till the day I die, live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug, nigga. Till the day I die, live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me.
The feds is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive? Will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip. I told the judge I was raised wrong, and that's why I blame shit. Was hyper as a kid, old as a teenager. On my mobile calling big shots, on the scene major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate, balling in the fast lane. Hustle till the morning, never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high, these niggas got me tossing shit. I put the top down, now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. This criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player,
all eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my niggas. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker and be like, ping.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player, cause he been getting hot.
Every motherfucking body. I got busters, hoes, and police watching a nigga, you know?
Living my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Living life as a boss player.
All eyes on me. It's like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket or something.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Living my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scopes.
Till the day I die.
I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Got me on the surveillance,
all eyes on me,
but I'm knowing.